we're going to learn how to rid your pantry of junk food. Your house can always use a little spring cleaning, whether it's spring or not, but have you considered cleaning your pantry too? When you make the decision to start living a healthier lifestyle, it's crucial that you get rid of all the harmful foods that are in your kitchen and in your life, and probably frequently calling your name. Getting rid of all junk food is not only a great way to assure that you don't have easy access to sugary, salty, or fat-filled snacks, but this also serves as a way to declutter your life. Clearing any clutter in your kitchen can set the stage for moving forward so that it's more easy to create conditions for success. That is why this is one of the very first exercises I give my clients as homework when they begin my program. So now let's clean house. Head over to the kitchen and grab an extra large garbage bag. That's right, I said an extra large one. Toss anything into the bag that is obviously junk food, such as candy, chips, and cookies. Note, even fruit juice has got to go. Discard frozen dinners as well, as they tend to be full of fat and sodium. Pay attention to the list of ingredients and in the order they are listed. For example, if an ingredient that is not healthy, such as sugar, is in the top 1 to 3 ingredients, this means that your food is full of it, so toss it out. Ingredients are listed in decreasing volume, beginning with the highest volume, so pay attention to that. Start counting chemicals, not calories. I've said this before. Read the nutrition table if you're buying packaged foods, which I don't really encourage you to do, but you'll most probably have to throw out any salad dressings or dipping sauces. And if you can't pronounce the name, chances are it's not good for you. Check out this article that talks more about the hidden chemicals found in many packaged foods. I have the link clicked here. Throw out expired foods that you just never got around to. You'll need to make extra room for all the healthy food you'll be shopping for later. Note, if the food in your bag is not expired and non-perishable, then consider finding a local charity or soup kitchen that would accept food donations. Now it's time to go grocery shopping. If you look at the text below, you'll find I've provided for you a basic list of plant-based foods you should now own. I have plenty of recipes involving these ingredients I'm going to list for you, so be sure to be stocked with all the below items. Just scroll down. Feel free to buy whatever else you like. The above are just the necessities. Your goal is to cook your food at home every day from scratch, thus avoiding eating any processed foods or preservatives. Check out some recipe ideas on my website at plantbasednutbynafsika.com. I recommend to set aside some time to cook at least 2 to 3 meals for the week. And you can freeze whatever you'd like to store for a rainy day. This way, you'll be less likely to resort to poor food options, especially since you'll be so proud of all you have accomplished. Bon appétit!